The Man Behind the Curtain. It was common for American expatriates to visit the U.S. consulate in Berlin, but not in the condition exhibited by the man who arrived there on Thursday, June 29, 1933. He was Joseph Schachnow, 31 years old, a physician from New York who until recently had been practicing medicine in a suburb of Berlin. Now, he stood naked in one of the curtained examination rooms on the first floor of the consulate, where on more routine days, a public health surgeon would examine visa applicants seeking to immigrate to the United States. The skin had been flayed from much of his body. Two consular officials arrived and entered the examination room. One was George S. Messerschmidt, America's Consul General for Germany since 1930, no relation to Wilhelm Willy Messerschmidt, the German aircraft engineer. As the senior foreign serviceman in Berlin, Messerschmidt oversaw the 10 American consulates located in cities throughout Germany. Beside him stood his vice consul, Raymond Geist. As a rule, Geist was cool and unflappable, an ideal subaltern, but Messerschmidt registered the fact that Geist looked pale and deeply shaken. Both men were appalled by Schachnow's condition. From the neck down to his heels, he was a mass of raw flesh, Messerschmidt saw. He had been beaten with whips and in every possible way until his flesh was literally raw and bleeding. I took one look and got as quickly as I could to one of the basins where the public health surgeon washed his hands. The beating, Messerschmidt learned, had occurred 9 days earlier, yet the wounds were still vivid. From the shoulder blades to his knees, after 9 days, there were still stripes showing that he had been beaten from both sides. His buttocks were practically raw, and large areas thereof still without any skin over them. The flesh had at places been practically reduced to a pulp. If this was 9 days later, Messerschmidt wondered, what had the wounds been like immediately after the beating had been delivered? The story emerged. On the night of June 21st, Schachnow had been visited at his home by a squad of uniformed men responding to an anonymous denunciation of him as a potential enemy of the state. The men searched the place, and although they found nothing, they took him to their headquarters. Schachnow was ordered to undress and immediately subjected to a severe and prolonged beating by two men with a whip. Afterward, he was released. He somehow made his way to his home, and then he and his wife fled to central Berlin, to the residence of his wife's mother. He lay in bed for a week. As soon as he felt able, he went to the consulate. Messerschmidt ordered him taken to a hospital, and that day issued him a new U.S. passport. Soon afterward, Schachnow and his wife fled to Sweden, and then to America.